From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Florida today, Governor Charlie Crist declared a state of emergency in four counties after a deadly series of storms swept across the state, including at least one tornado. Emergency workers say 19 people have died as a result and dozens more have been injured. John Sepulveda of member station WUSF went to one of the worst-hit areas, and he sent this report.
Searchers spent much of today sifting through debris, looking for survivors. The damage stretched from the central Florida town of Lady Lake, northwest of Orlando, all the way to New Smyrna Beach. Volusia County resident Deanne Parker went to bed knowing there would be a storm, but when she finally woke up, she realized there was a pretty big problem.
And got up about 10 minutes to 4 because the lightning was getting really bad. Turned on the TV and they're yelling on the news, "All right, Deanne, this is it. You got 5 minutes. There's definitely a tornado spotted. It's coming your way." They started zooming in and basically zoomed right in on my road.
Now there's a tree where one wall of our house should be. And it wasn't just in Volusia. In Lake, Seminole, and Sumter counties, hundreds of houses and mobile homes sat collapsed as entire neighborhoods were flattened. Cars and trucks knocked over like children's toys. At least one tornado skipped across the state in between heavy thunderstorms. And you could follow the fallen trees from the northeast to find the wreckage. Or you could follow the lines of utility and bucket trucks pouring into the area.
My name is Bruce Miller. I work for Lewis Tree Service, based out of New York.
Miller came from about 100 miles away to help clear the fallen trees. He says the hardest part for him is driving by people on the side of the road waiting for help.
We had a bunch of pike trucks go down the road, and they're like, "Where are they going? Where are they? I need my power on." But, you know, it's just it's safety and patience, and they will get it back on. Just takes being safe and takes time.
State and local officials also know to be patient. Craig Fugate oversees the Florida Department of Emergency Services. He says while the state will help with the cleanup, there are more urgent needs at the moment.
Our focus is on the injured. These are the people we need to get to now.
Residents had about 18 minutes warning for the rare 3 a.m. twister, and these central Florida communities don't have tornado sirens. After the search and rescue sweep is completed, Florida Governor Charlie Crist says money will be needed to aid with recovery.
I spoke with the director of FEMA, told him how important it was to get as much assistance as possible. We've also been in communication this morning with the White House. They said that they will give us the full support from the federal government.
And while the White House is looking to help, resident Deanne Parker says she has to figure out what she's going to do with her home. Just like many of her rural neighbors, she's rummaging through her property to see if anything is salvageable underneath the destruction. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Volusia County, Florida.